good practice today?
Yeah, I thought the practice was good. It was some intensity in the practice. We had some pace. We had a lot of stuff we covered, and our players were very engaged here in beautiful Florida.
Thought from you on the confrontation with Stewart and Peluso?
That's just competition, you know. Peluso plays that way, and good that he practices that way, and Stewie's an intense player. That's just a lot of love being shown between two players.
See from the Panthers?
Well, you know, I can see some of the areas that they're good at. They're playing more organized. They're playing pretty well. They can do some things. Like, Thomas is a veteran goalie that can stop pucks and can do some things, you know. So, you know, they can find a way to win games. It'd be a situation where we don't want to underestimate. We want to make sure that we're engaged and ready to play, and I thought we took a good first step today.
Do players look at the fact you're 3-1 on the road trip, and is there a worry of complacency setting in, or is every day just start a new part of the road trip?
That's a good question. I don't know if players do that. I think a lot of that table is set by the coaches and the coaching staff, through the leadership group and the way you conduct yourself and the way you do things away from the rink. It sets up that way. So I would hope that we don't, you know. We've talked a little bit about that before, but I don't think that we do. I think we want to have success, and we feel we're in a good place, and, you know. But there's always challenges, you know. Like, sometimes it just doesn't go quite that way.
How different has this trip been for you with 2 days off, then a game, and then another 2 days off?
Well, it hasn't been real difficult. You know, I think that the good thing is that we've had some success on the trip. That's been good. The other thing is that the 2 days between games is pretty much enough. If you had three at this juncture, it'd be getting long. Now you'd be having to manage some other things. So I think that the six games in 14 days is good. Plus, my understanding is it's cold at home. We're going to get cold. So there's a little bit more joy in our world right now.
An update on Evander at all?
Evander's running through some different tests and things today, though. We should have a little bit of an idea where we stand there tomorrow.
What about Bogosian? Some people are wondering. I know it was week to week.
Who?
Do you have any update on Zach?
No, I don't have an update there, but I'm make sure that by tomorrow I'll have the full gamut of update there, because it's been a while.
Just curious.
The Kane situation, just to make sure that there is nothing more serious, or might there be something more serious?
Well, I think it just helps you to be able to assess him, gives him comfort, and us a direction on the therapy and some of the treatment we're doing. Are we heading in the right direction? That's things we do for everybody after a while, if you're seeing some improvement or not, or just covering yourself pretty much.
Do you want me to give you the answer first?
No.
Before I give you
the
question? Okay. Your goaltender for tomorrow, would you like to reveal who it might be, or will we wait till tomorrow to reveal that?
We'll wait for tomorrow, but, you know, I don't know that anybody would have too much difficulty knowing that Montoya is going to start. Whoops.